So Christmas is just a few days away and the excitement is almost palpable. And one thing that tends to grow over Christmas, other than waistlines, is overspending. Now, someone I've got in the studio today to talk a bit about budgeting and spending over Christmas is BDB Financial's Managing Director, Andrew Brooke Dobson. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for coming in once again. Andrew, as I said there, overspending at Christmas time, it seems to be on the rise, doesn't it? People are spending more and more around Christmas time.
Yeah, it does, Ben. And, you know, it is a bit of a concern. If people are spending within their means and they can afford it, then perhaps that's fine. But the expectations are going up, what people want to deliver to themselves and others is going up. And in a lot of cases, that isn't particularly affordable. You know, we know that household earnings aren't really going up very much. So I don't quite know how people are managing to make those two things match, their income and their expenditure.
Well, I'm looking at some figures here that were done by a Finder, recent research, and it reckons that the UK is planning to spend £26.9 billion on festive gifts this year, which is up a billion pounds on last year, and average about £500 per person. So, as you said there, if households can't actually afford it, but it doesn't really add up there, does it?
Well, no, and the retailers are really keen to encourage people to spend, and the advertising is very powerful. And at the same time, look at the growth that we've had in Black Friday. Over the last couple of years, it's just grown and grown and grown.
Well, Black Friday's not a day anymore, is it? It's a season.
It's at least a week, if not a month, isn't it? So that's a real issue because people are spending more and more. And as we were talking about earlier, people are starting buying their Christmas presents in the middle of the summer and lose track of how much they're spending, or that they've forgot they've actually bought that present and buy another one and. So the whole thing mounts up.
At BDB Financial, obviously you are financial planners, you help people with their money. Is there any sort of tips that you'd give to people to avoid this overspending that they're contributing to at Christmas time?
I think that the absolute biggest one, Ben, has got to be about having a budget. And it might be a bit late for this year. If there's any lesson to learn from, take away from that, then plan next Christmas, work out what you've spent this Christmas, and then put a savings plan in place to actually have that money. My biggest concern is when people spend on Christmas beyond their means, that all goes on their credit card. And January the 20th next year is Blue Monday. That's the third Monday of every January, is the most depressing day of the year, apparently. And one of the main factors to that is that that's when the Christmas credit card comes in. And that's when the reality of people's overspend comes home, and they have to face the consequences of that.
Is January the perfect time to do that budgeting? Because we mentioned before we came on air about the fact that people save throughout the year for holidays in the summer, but when it comes to Christmas, that's almost sometimes, in some cases, even more expensive than a holiday. So why don't people start thinking about Christmas earlier in the year? I know you don't want to think about presents, but at least thinking about budgeting and how much you're actually going to spend on Christmas in relation to earlier years, so you don't get into that bit of trouble around Christmas time.
I don't really know why people don't. Maybe a lot of people tend to default to being quite short-termist. It's not that people plan to fail, it's just that they fail to plan.
So you've got budgeting there as your number one tip, but we were talking as well about the presents that you buy and really thinking about them, because you don't see enough presents that are more personal, created gifts that you've made yourself for someone, which of course is a bit cheaper than going out and spending lots and lots of money on shoes or a handbag or something.
Well, I think you have to think about this in what price you pay. So at BDB, we get our clients, and in the business, we think about time is our most valuable resource, not money. And people tend to be more frivolous with their time than they are with their money. I guess at Christmas, what we tend to see is a lot of presents for the sake of giving, as opposed to things that are really meaningful and well thought through. And what there seems to be a growing trend of is giving very personal, very crafted, handmade presents, where it's much more about some time and thought of the giver having gone into the making of the gift than it is of necessarily of how much money they've spent. the same goes with the food, right? We can save money. You know, it always staggers me how much food people seem to be buying over Christmas, you know, the last few days of in the supermarkets, and it's almost as though the shops are going to be closed for a month, let alone two days.
Trolleys and jollies full.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if anyone's listening and they do want to find out how BDB Financial can help them with their budgeting in the future, even not just over Christmas time, throughout the year as well, how can they find out a bit more, Andrew?
Yeah, so we're here in Hornby Park in Harrogate. Give us a call, look at our website. We talk quite a lot about living within our means. That's a key skill with at certain stages of life. If you're still working, it's a key habit to be in. Understanding that difference between wants and needs, that's also a key thing to recognise. You know, Christmas is a time where we like to give people things that they don't need but they'd like, but getting that balance right is key, especially if you don't have the money right now.
Absolutely, and we'll put some more information online as well at strayfm.com. Get a few more of your tips on there, Andrew, for people that are looking to save a bit of money and look at their spending over Christmas time. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for coming and joining us on the Stray Lifestyle Show today.
You're welcome.
And Merry Christmas.
Yeah, very Merry Christmas to you too.